Honey, are you gonna get ready? You don't have to be nervous. I mean, you met my parents in passing. This is gonna be just like that, but dinner, you know? I was just gonna wear a dress, like a simple wrap dress. It's not like my parents are fancy or anything. They just are a little particular. They expect things of me since I'm the eldest child. And I honestly don't know if that's going to carry over to you. I've brought guys home before, years ago. It's been a while since I've actually brought someone to, be with my family in an official capacity. Okay, so the last guy that went there showed up in like Adidas sandals, basketball shorts, and a shirt that he won from like a Mountain Dew raffle thing. I don't know, it was like a sweepstakes or something like that. And I didn't really think much of it. But maybe let's not do that. I mean, we can look through your closet. I know you've got some things that you can wear. You don't have to wear slacks, but maybe some dark colored jeans would be nice. I mean, it's an evening event, so I would say that you should wear a button up, maybe. Definitely have an undershirt. You can roll up the sleeves if you need to. But yeah, definitely dark slacks and a shirt. The color, I mean, everyone looks good in a nice powdery blue. We should talk about color theory when we get home. Because I don't know if you're like a spring or an autumn or a winter. I only know when I look at the charts. But me, I'm a winter. And so I tend to look good in bold primary colors and just bold colors in general. So, but that's why you see me wearing a lot of black. But like in the summer, I'll wear more, cherry reds and turquoise and coral and of course purple. But I can also wear just like very pure white and it looks nice on me. Like if you were a winner, then I would say, when we're a little further along, maybe you wear like a forest green sweater. Or even like a burgundy sweater would be really pretty. But if you're like an autumn, maybe more of like a dark sage green and even like a burnt orange sweater. Oh, and that would be really pretty with like a kind of like a cream colored or like khaki or something. I don't know. I don't know, but we can get into that. If this was a lunchtime event, I would say you could wear maybe a t-shirt, but if you wanted to be a little bit more formal, you could do like a short sleeve shirt or like a polo even. Dad would love that. You can wear shorts if it's lunch or like we're outside or something like that, but I would recommend maybe like not jean shorts and not basketball shorts. I think you can get there. I think if you and my dad, bond enough, you can get to that point. But if it's like a first meeting, I do need you to just dress up a little. Okay, so things you need to know about my family. Well, my dad has his own business, and he's had his own business since he came back from the war. We don't talk about which war, and he's not really like a total military guy or anything like that, but it's just part of the thing. And we'll be going to the house that I grew up in. Him and my mom have been together for ever at this point, and she's a kindergarten teacher. She's always had a passion for teaching and she really loves kids. So if she likes you, she's definitely going to ask about, do you want a family? And I know that we've kind of talked about that, but not in a real official capacity. So, just be ready for that. And as far as like topics to talk about, you can always talk about me and why you love me and, the fun things that we do, not like in the bedroom or anything. Oh, that's another thing. No sex jokes. Oh, God. If my dad makes a sex joke, you can politely laugh, but you don't want to, dig in to that because then my mom will get all weird about it. My family is a dog family. However, recently adopted two kittens. So yeah, that's a thing. My sister's kind of a fuck up, but she's honestly my mom's favorite. So we have to deal with that. We just, we just ignore all of her fuck ups, which is fine. We definitely want to avoid things like politics and stuff like that, but when my mom starts to talk about things like human rights, be open about how you feel about those sorts of things because it will just add to your character and they will show them why I love you because you're an empathetic and loving person. What else? If my dad asks if you play dominoes, just say no. And if my brothers press the issue, say no again. You think you know how to play dominoes. You think you do. I'm not ready for the sort of emotional scarring that that may cause for our relationship. So for now, just decline the invite. But the good news is, if they do ask you to play dominoes, that's a good sign that they like you. My mother's going to ask about any allergies that you have, any food allergies, and I did let her know ahead of time, just a couple of things that I've noticed with your eating patterns. We're just going to keep that from my dad. He has allergies too and food sensitivities, but we don't tell him about it and we just adjust the menu accordingly because he loves to be bad and eat the things that he shouldn't be eating and then complain that he feels not so great for a couple of days. My brothers, well, they're a little rough around the edges, but they're very fun and they love to grill. I don't know, all you need to do is just be you. I fell in love with you because you're amazing. And even if you show up wearing the wrong things, they'll eventually get over it. But it would be better if you just showed up in the right things so that we don't have to, we want to start in the plus column, not in the negative. We're bringing a bottle of wine. If you want to bring flowers or something like that for my mom, just make sure that they're cat-safe flowers. We can pick that up on the way. And I'm going to say that you pick the wine, even though, both of us will be picking the wine. And while this isn't a job interview, it would be good just to have a couple of work stories. Not ones where you're complaining about how terrible our bosses are, or your bosses, or my boss, or anything like that, but just showing, just industry knowledge and that you know what you're talking about. My dad will respect that a lot. It's going to be very tempting to want to play with the cats and play with the dogs, but if you can avoid it until after dinner, they'll both notice and it'll give the pets time to warm up to you. Definitely acknowledge, but don't go all in like wanting the cats to like you because they're going to be hesitant. What else? My family can get loud. And you don't have to fight to speak over people. You can just wait for natural pauses and interject. And you might have something that you want to say that you lose your place in because everyone just keeps talking, and that's okay. Just practice your patience that you're so good at. And will get on just fine. For the food, don't feel like you have to get a ton of food. My mom's going to make sure that you're fed. Depending on how she serves the food, if we go and sit at the table, you can serve yourself. But if the food's set up in the kitchen, please stay on the couch and let me bring you a plate. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just what will be expected of me, and it's a way that I can show you that I love you. It's not like I don't feed you on a regular basis anyway, but it's just a thing. I don't know, babe. I think we're gonna be fine. I don't want you to be nervous, and I don't. This isn't make or break or anything like that. My family wants to be crazy. They can be crazy. Eventually, they're going to love you as much as I do. So, clothes are set out for you on the bed. I'm gonna go freshen up my makeup just a little bit. And you have to drive. Not because I don't want to, but just because. Okay, I love you. See you in a bit.